Watego's Beach. The area, now known as Watego Beach, but originally called Little Beach, was incorporated in a reserve in the initial classification of land at Cape Byron, and so was unclaimed by settlers. However, after a change in classification in 1933, three six-acre blocks on the beach were gazetted and sold to private individuals. Murray, or Mick Watego, son of a native of the Loyalty Islands and an English mother, and who was a World War I veteran, acquired the westernmost of these blocks. Murray, his wife, and their 10 children cleared the land and grew bananas and vegetables for sale locally and for export. With time, the beach area became known as Watego's. These leases expired in 1960. In 1961, the Byron Shire Council surveyed and gazetted a 25-acre residential development at Watego's Beach. Approximately 86 blocks were available for auction on the 25th of November 1961, at a cost of about $700, or about 4 months' average wage at the time. However, for many blocks, no bids were received, the perception being that they were too far from town centre and had poor access. A further six auctions were required between 1964 and 1973 before all blocks were sold. It took more than 30 years after the initial 1961 auction before most of the Watego's blocks were built on. The three aerial photo images below, taken in 1958, 1966 and 1987, show the initial slow development of what is now one of the premium and iconic beachside living precincts in Australia.